Oh man, hasn't it been a wet dream for me? Anyway, right. So what we've got today, boys, at the moment, what we've had the last few days,
yeah,
been this really cold and dry upper level atmosphere. So once you get above about 3 kilometres in the atmosphere, it dries out really quickly. So it might be hot and humid at the surface, dries out really quickly, and it gets really cold really quickly too above that point. And so what happens is as these air molecules get lifted up. Air parcels, I should say, get lifted up. What happens is that they cool down at an extremely rapid rate, and they move much higher into the atmosphere. And as they're trying to come down, they get caught up in the new air rising. And so they keep coming down, then keep coming up, then keep coming down. And so what happens is they build these big ice crystals around these little water droplets, and then that creates the hail. And then bang, eventually that hail is too large. And so what happens is the air coming up can't keep it up there in the clouds. And so, bang, it comes down and hits us in the head.
Wow.
So that's what's happened over the top of the Mackay area. Look, Mackay has been extremely lucky. There is no other word for it. It's just the dome is at full force, 100% force. That's the only reason Mackay hasn't been hit. And as I said to you, I think I came on last week and we talked about all these storms around the Mackay area. And, I always say hit and miss, but that's a really great example of how hit and miss. There was nothing stopping that Yalbara storm from, or that Bloomsbury storm from coming down into Mackay. And once again today, same thing. Massive hail possible. We've got that cold and dry atmosphere. If anything, it might be slightly colder. But there might not be quite as much moisture up there to allow the deeper convection. But look, in the end, it looks like a fairly similar day across the region. And once again, it could be time for Mackay to they might lose that little ticket this time around. So they might actually get one this time around. So please be aware, it's all the way through from about Gladstone or maybe just north of Bundy, all the way through. And this includes the Whitsundays, includes Serena. So there's no place that's immune out of this around your region today, but it is hit and miss. So just because you miss it doesn't mean your mate down the road hasn't been whacked by a golf ball or a cricket ball, hailstone. So
that's ridiculous.
Just be aware of that, everyone. So it is very dangerous. Keep your cars undercover. Keep your cars away from trees because there could be some damaging winds with these ones as well.
Right, so roughly what time are we looking at here, just so everyone knows?
Look, it's always difficult because sometimes they can start a bit early and catch you unaware, but most of the modelling is suggesting in that 1 to 4pm time frame is where, basically from about lunchtime through to mid to late afternoon, and then after that they seem to get a little bit weaker, the air dries out a bit towards the back end of the day, but 1 to 4... that looks like a pretty big hotspot for the area.
Right, folks. Well, make sure you get yourself ready for today, and we'll put all the details onto our website, triplem.com.au or cyclonechasers.com.au. Nitso, as always, mate, I know you're very excited about this as you started the interview with that statement.
I should have said icy dreams. Yeah, I realized
let's just say it was a dream come true.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's leave it there. Nitso, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for the update, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.